Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
We're just playing with men with holes.
Okay, we apologize.
My mom is adorably racist.
Okay, we apologize.
What? Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
Okay, we apologize.
The only thing better than mauling a small dog is getting fingered while you do it.
Okay, we apologize.
I used to be a big white beater guy.
Okay, we apologize.
Make America great, bitch.
Okay, we apologize.
Make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face.
Okay, we apologize.
Spit on that night.
Okay, we apologize.
Problematic. Look, the show's problematic. When you take stuff out of context, it's just like...
I've been around long enough now that it used to be the drops. I was like, where in the world did that come from? And a lot of those drops, I was either listening now or I was actually here.
You have the reference point.
I was here,
in your head.
Yeah.
Like, some of them I remember. The problematical ones are the ones that I don't remember.
The problematicer?
The problematicer, yes. Okay. The problematicer ones. Like, it's one thing when you remember, like,
I do knew that.
They're easily explained. Like, it's insane. The I prefer the whites, it's a problematic drop. That is, I was talking about the Boston Celtic uniforms.
I'm moving more into the whites.
That was wine. I remember that. Rob was talking about red wine versus white.
I don't think those are as funny. I mean, they kind of are because they can get you. But I just like, we were playing with what? We were playing with men.
We're just playing with men with holes. Yes.
I mean, that's
talking about action figures. You'll remember that's about
that was yesterday.
Figures, but yes. Someone's going to hear that today and be like, what the hell?
That was yesterday. We were talking about action figures.
What the hell is going on?
You take away
wildly out of context. We're like, what in the world could they have possibly
Star Wars figure. If you take the Star Wars figure, you take the lightsaber out of his arm, then you just have a man with a hole. We're just playing with men with holes. And that's just...
unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
Space Force.
That's what happens.
I don't think there's a drop of me yet in all the time I've worked here.
Hold on.
Swag got one, but it was just me kind of fumbling over a word, and he thought that was a good drop, and I disagreed wholeheartedly. Everybody does that. It wasn't funny.
Oh, was this the Jaren Sangapolutele whatever one? Because didn't Prime...
That's one. That's one. Jaren Sangapolutele. I got stuck when I was doing a radio interview.
It was like signing day or something, and you're fried. Like, whatever.
That's not the one I was talking about. It was just a regular word that I just sort of stumbled at, like dictionary, like that kind of thing.
And I think it's sexier.
And he saved it.
Let's slide me inside.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Thanks, David.
That has to do with the defensive end sliding to defensive tackle, or an offensive tackle sliding to guard. Let's slide me inside. It's not great.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, the ones that you don't remember, to me, are the problematic ones. Like, that's the one where I'm like, oh, my God.
We get rid of all the women. We get rid of all the black guys.
Yeah, see, like, I don't remember that.
I don't remember the context of that one either.
And when that's you don't remember horrible. The context, then you just take it at face value. And that's where they're like, the new ones, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember what, you know, what that was. And you can easily explain it away. But there's times where you hear yourself saying something and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I had a new wiener the other day and it was delightful. And you're like, a Chinese wiener.
That's true. I did have a Chinese when I had two of them. They were great. The BTJ made a wonderful fried rice with spam and Chinese wieners.
Oh, wow. Sliced up. Yeah, I could see that.
You ever had the little Chinese wieners?
Yes.
They're great.
Those Chinese sausages are really good.
Yeah, they're good.
They are legitimately delicious.
But if you fast forward that like 6 years, because some of those drops are like 10 years old, and you're like, dude, I don't know. I don't know. Like the white power rankings, you're just like, ah. Like, I don't know what I was ranking that was white, but it's problematic when you hear it.
There is one that is long, that is infamous behind the scenes, and I don't know if you're allowed to play it anymore. And it was something to do with, like, peanut butter and a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's been banned.
I know it's been banned.
Yeah.
But that's the one of all of them that I don't even get how you possibly could have said the things you were saying in the moment.
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
We said the whole story. The boss said the only way that can be played is if you play the entire... You can't play a clip of it.
You can't play
it. No, I know. Yeah. I've heard it. Yeah. There's multiple things in there that out of context sound absolutely insane.
There was a drop that I clipped, and it was about us talking about all the fun that the NBA was having with the Grady Dick jersey swaps.
Yes.
And because there was, like, he did it with, like, Malik Black, and so it was like, their jerseys said black.
They got
and then the other ones,
they got in trouble for that.
That stopped, but Suk was saying some of the combos out loud, and he did Jalen Suggs and Grady Dick, and he did Suggs space and space Dick, but he put it all together, and it did not sound like something you could say.
No.
Yeah.
The peanut butter one is, I used to have an American Bulldog, and like it was like 95 pounds of muscle. It was like an alligator. And so she needed to take pills, and she hated taking pills. So they were bigger pills, and so I was trying to get her to take it, and I was wrapping it like in ham, and she just kept spitting out the pill. And so I was like, oh my God. And then we had like these little treats that you're supposed to put the pill in. Wouldn't do it. She just kept spitting it out. So I took peanut butter, and I'd done it before where I would just smear peanut butter in the dog's mouth, and then you like stick the pill up there. And I was wearing like a pair of boxer shorts, and that was it. Just a pair of boxers. It was like first thing in the morning, and I got into like a wrestling match with a 95-pound bulldog, and peanut butter and things were coming out because it was a boxer short thing. So yeah, peanut butter everywhere.
Oh, I know the drop.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah,
I can't fathom how some of the things were said on here.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not great. You guys do have a lot of strangely. You do have a lot of like white powery type quotes. I mean, there's too many for it to be accidental. See? There's a lot.
Lots.
And it seems to be Rop more than anyone.
Thank you. I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
Well, maybe not. Then again.
Hey, I stand by signed that brown guy, and then I went right past him. See? It's problematic.
Could you mix in a black?
Well, again, if you go to prison, like if I go to prison, I only have one choice.
Black don't.
Yeah, you do. You do look like you'd be a skinhead.
Again, I've been told that when
Nazi power hour, where do I find that?
It's problematic. All right. When we come back, I've got man fights for his life. But does he really? I got questions. I'm not certain if this is the hero story that we're making it out to be.
Uh-oh.
We need to discuss it. The dumbest criminal in the world, And would you do this naked? Speaking of wrestling with a peanut buttered up bulldog, would you do this naked? And maybe this is for our Clydesdale over there. Is would you? I'm posing this because you're getting ready to do your big race.
Yeah.
And Dusty just got done with a 5K as well.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
A 5K is very different than a triathlon.
Well, it's not really. It's not a real triathlon. It's a Clydesdale triathlon.
Well, Dusty just did a 5K. I'm going to do a 5K and a 12-mile ride and an 800-meter swim. Well,
it's wildly
Dusty's
different.
No Clydesdale.
That's right.
Dusty's a coward. Club 1080 rolls on when we come back. I'm Jason Sikandic. My penis is very, very important to me.
Try peanut butter AIDS.
Yeah, peanut butter AIDS is delicious. Someone, random text question. Have you ever bought something that you knew was unhealthy for you and had several bites of it, but then realized there's no way you're going to be able to control yourself from eating the entire thing? Oh, dude, all the time.
Yes.
I picked up a fresh baked sourdough baguette, and you've eaten almost half the entire thing. Well, of course.
It's delicious.
That's anything that is bad for you.
Yes.
You know what you're doing.
You know,
and you lean into it. That's why you buy it.
Have you had that peanut butter mix at Costco that's like M&M's, mini peanut butter cups? Or no, it's Reese's Pieces, mini peanut butter cups, peanuts, and chocolate chips and butterscotch chips?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I can eat, and I'm pretty good. I have a lot of self-control, actually, when it comes to food.
Yeah.
I cannot control myself from eating that whole thing within 4 days. I can't. We've gotten four of them, and four different times I was like, I'll put this away. I'll have a handful a day. All four times I ate it within a matter of days.
Whatever size pizza you put in front of me, that pizza will get eaten.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. Like, if you're ordering a pizza on your own or by myself or with my daughter, if I order a small pizza, then that's fine because I know I will eat that small pizza. It will not stop. Medium pizza, gonna eat that. It may take me 45 minutes longer, but that pizza will get eaten. I order a large pizza, maybe that's a late night that pizza gets finished.
Yeah.
Or first thing in the morning, but whatever size pizza is in front of me is going to be eaten. And I understand that going in. You can lie to yourself. I'll do that sometimes with, like, I'll break something, like, maybe there's a piece of candy or whatever, like a Snickers bar.
Yeah, I get you. I'm going to have a third of it.
And I'll rip that apart, and because I'm going to fool myself and be like, oh, I'll come back.
Right.
Donuts. Do it with donuts all the time. I'm going to cut this donut in half. And sometimes, whether it's my friend or my kid, I'll be like, listen here, fat ass. You know you're going to eat that. Why are you bothering to cut it in half? And I'll be like, you know what? You're right. And
with
I go
me,
back.
It's always in the middle of the evening where it's like you're watching a show and you're like, yeah, I'm going to have half that cookie, or I'll have half that bar, or I'll open this thing and have half and put the rest back in the pantry. And before the show's over, you're back for the other half or the other third or whatever you left.
My worst thing is pints of ice cream. Like Ben and Jerry's, I'll get a pint of Ben and Jerry's, and I always think, I'll have half now and then half in a few days. I eat the whole pint every single time. Yeah.
You ever opened a bag of chips under the guise of you're going to have a handful, and then by the time you're done, you look down and there's like six chips left in the bag, and then inevitably, what do you do? Well,
I'm not saving these.
I'm not saving these. This is ridiculous. And then you just go ahead and you eat the final six.
A lot of milk.
Yeah, it's just the way it works. If you bring something, the key to not eating like crap is to not have crappy food in
front
of you.
Right, don't buy it.
If you have crappy food in the house, you will eat crappy food.
Yeah, it's delicious.
If you go out to a restaurant, see, this is where, like, we're Buck with the little kids. It's dangerous because if you go with little kids,
yeah.
You tell me there's a father alive that if you go out to dinner with your family, you're at TGI McScratchy's.
I already know where you're going.
And you order something fairly healthy, you're like, I'm going to get the baked chicken or whatever. And then your little kid over there in his ravioli fist has three chicken tenders left over from his kid's meal.
And they cost you $14.95. You're not leaving them there. You're
exactly.
Eating them.
Exactly.
I can't even tell you how many leftover chicken strips. Because that's her go-to thing.
Dude,
she gets them at like Mexican places.
For the last
she gets
years,
chicken strips and fries or chicken strips and beans and rice. Like, I always eat chicken strips.
Little air fryer pizzas, little chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Like, I'm just finishing those all the time.
And the air fryer is doomsday.
Yep.
Because now instead of preheating the oven in 30 minutes... those wings are crispy and done in like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I've got to eat a bag of wings now.
And the other one, too, with all I even go a step further because it's been years since I've had, you know, kids that are in that range. I would actually, there were times, I hate to admit this, but this is how fat I was. Like, there were times where I would try to talk my kid out of finishing, like, their chicken tenders. I'd be like, I'd be watching them eat, and they got like they got a little
You've
kids
had
plate.
Plenty.
And they got like five tendies on there.
And in your head, you're like, if they stop now, I could have a couple.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, and you know, you're confident that you're going to get some chicken tendies. Like, you feel very confident. And all of a sudden, you look down there, and that little bastard is like, is mowing them down. And you look down, you're like, oh, I don't like the way this is going. There's only one and a half left.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
And they're getting ready to finish that second to the last tender. And you start having to be like, dude, I need some intervention here. And you're like, hey, you want some dessert or... You know, hey, slow down a little bit here. Drink some water. Or like, you know, you're trying to distract. Hey, you guys, you want some quarters to go play the arcade? Yeah, just leave that tendy right there. Because in my mind, I've already set myself up. Tendies are on the menu. And what happens, like, when you
it's
get
like
down,
your side dish.
Yes, yeah, you default ordered them because your kid did. Yeah, I get it.
And all of a sudden, you look down and you realize it's a sad day. When you look down and there's no tendies.
And all you had was your crappy baked chicken.
Exactly.
This happened to me 2 days ago. I went and got a spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes. One. And that's it. No side, just the sandwich. I was like, that's not great, but it's not, you know, I'm not eating 1,500 calories. My daughter wanted chicken tendies meal, right? So she gets chicken tendies and fries. She's eating her meal with mom. And I go in the other room and take some time and eat my sandwich.
Yeah.
I come back out and I think she's eaten it all. And I'm like, no way. She's six. Yeah. Like a box. No way. So I'm thinking she's eating it all. It's tucked kind of to the side of the Popeyes box.
Yeah.
A full tendy with still an unopened ranch for
magical.
Dipping. And
that's
I was
magical.
Like, oh.
It's magic.
Okay. This happened. And this is perfect.
Yeah. And like this, like the heavens open up.
Yeah. My side attendee's delivered.
Yeah. This guy says my wife's on Ozempic now and I'm gaining all the weight from the food she leaves on her plate. That's dastardly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ozempic basically just like makes you not want to eat.
Curbs your appetite.
Just curbs your appetite. So yeah, like the wife's like never looked better. Meanwhile, my man over there has got like a nice set of love handles and moobs because he's eating all the leftovers. You can't say no to leftovers. You just can't. I paid for it. I might as well eat it. In fact, we were at, this was like maybe like 8 months ago. We went to, what's the chicken place? JoJo's. We went to JoJo's over here.
Oh, delicious.
It was me, the BTJ, and then some of her friends. And all her friends have little kids, right? So I'm like the old man. So I'm out of the kid game. So I'm there for brunch, and I order my whatever. I think I had like a chicken and waffle. And there was like six kids at the table. And they're just ordering, you know. It's just a series of JoJo's and chicken strips and everything. And I'm sitting there, and like I was having like withdrawals.
You're like, there's going to be a mountain left over, and it's not going to be mine.
And I'm just kind of sitting there at the corner, and I was like, oh my God, in what world can I reach over and eat other kids' chicken?
Should I just not order?
I was like having this debate in myself. I'm like, is it rude to ask for? Hey, is your kid gonna finish that chicken? And as they finish, and I watched the dads eat. The leftover chicken. I was in the corner, like it was like that scene, like where the Indian turns around the Native American, he sees the trash pile and like one tear.
Yeah,
that was me in the corner, just sitting there. And I think one parent, like one mom, I think saw me and was like, "This fat ass." And she goes like this. Does anyone want these? I don't think little Johnny is going to eat any of these. And they pushed it to the middle of the table, and I had to pretend to do the oh no I.
I'm good. I'm good. Well, if no one's gonna,
I couldn't. That seems. No. You should take those. You should take those home. And then it was like, well, no, we're, you know, they were actually like from out of town. They're like, no, we're not gonna take those home. So they're just gonna sit there and no one's gonna eat them. And I'm like, well, I mean, if no one, I
wouldn't want them to go to waste.
Wouldn't want. Maybe just. Next thing I know, I'm just stabbing. Stabbing JoJo's and
you
chicken
think
tenders.
She sympathy passed you?
I think she sympathy passed me chicken.
So that's how desperate you look.
I think so.
Wow.
And because it was from like the other end of the table. Because there was like 8 to 10 people there.
Yeah.
And I was at one corner because like when you're not really affiliated with the group, I didn't know anyone really there.
It makes me sad.
I was just there as the spouse of,
yeah,
of their friend.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm in the corner.
You were plus one-ing.
I was plus one-ing.
Yeah.
I think that one mom from down in the corner spot, because I guarantee that I was side-eyeing some chicken tendies the entire time.
That poor hungry white supremacist.
Well, yes. I guarantee she was just looking at me being like, this dude. That and for fearful that maybe I was going to come down and like push a kid over.
Yeah.
But it was hard. It was literally hard watching all the, because the kids had all of these kids' meals. And I was like, oh, one kid had like a pancake. It was like pouring syrup on. I was like, I want some of that. Want some of that pancake. And it was the first time like I just haven't been in the kid food game in so long. But it looked freaking fantastic.
I think
you can't eat other kid. You can't eat other people's kids' food.
Right.
You
no,
can't.
That's true. I think my dastardly move is I'll give you a bite of mine if I can have a bite of yours.
Yeah.
And a kid takes a kid bite. And if they have a cheeseburger,
yeah,
you can get a good third of that burger. Absolutely. In one bite.
We called that the dad tax.
Right.
My grandpa had a signature move that has passed down through the generations now, and that was when he wanted something from one of the kids that was eating on their plate, he would say, whoa, 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 you're eating that wrong. I got to show you how that's done. You're holding your fork wrong, and he'd grab the utensil, and he'd cut off a little bite, and then you've got to have the angle like this when you go to, and before the kid knows it, they're just sitting there watching grandpa eat your dessert.
That only works till a kid's 5 or 6. Then they start getting territory.
Oh, definitely, but it's good for a couple.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, that's a good couple of years out of it.
When that little S finishes his plate, it's just as they get older, you're like, man. Or you start encouraging them to order from the big boy menu. You're like, hey, why don't you not order a kid's meal?
See, now we're in this awful spot where
full meal.
Our little guy is such a hoover that, like, he will finish the little snacks that we bring for him, the nuggies and the Cheerios and all that, and my wife and I will be having, like, I don't know, dim sum or carne asada tacos or whatever, and he's like, more? And he wants that. I'm like, No. We got enough for us. You don't get our dinner too, dude.
This is working the wrong way, buddy.
Yeah, it's bad because then your wife's like, oh, give them some. You're like, no.
I literally ordered all of this and I was hoping they wouldn't finish theirs.
I want
now
my pork belly udon. I'm sorry.
Now I'm giving up some of mine. This is not what I signed up for.
Yeah. Well, and you got to be careful too with the missus because a standard move from the BTJ is this. Hey, I'm not hungry, so you guys just order. You guys just order for you. Nice try. Because I know as soon as that food comes, those little rat claws are digging into my food. I'm like, no,
you get is going to be delicious, and she's going to want some.
Exactly. What also pisses me off is she always wants to do the family style, which is fine. But she orders crap that no one else wants.
Yeah, I hate that.
My buddy came over just the other night. My buddy was up from Ben. We were hanging out. We were having some beers. And we realized it was getting kind of late. And she supposedly had already eaten dinner. She was coming back from the Kendrick Lamar show.
Okay.
So she had supposedly already eaten. And so she was like, hey, if you guys, you guys get some food. It was like 7:30. We didn't realize it. So I was like, oh, okay. Let's order some like Chinese. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, no, what do you want? Because I know you're going to try to eat the Chinese. And she's like, we'll just do family style. And I was like, what are you ordering? And she didn't want to say anything. And I was like, exactly. You know what she ordered? She ordered tofu fish.
Oh.
She wants a bite of tofu fish and also your chow mein and also someone else's
and
fried chicken.
Believe me,
and like,
it turned into a whole thing. My buddy was laughing. I was like, no one wants tofu fish but you. So this is ridiculous because you're going to order a tofu fish. No one's going to eat any of it. And you are going to eat off everyone else's plate. You don't get to order family style when you order evil jungle noodle, which is another thing that she ordered one time. She orders something that no one else wants and then expects it to be family style. I'm like, no.
And you know what? You can order that if you plan on just having that yourself
exactly.
And not doing family style. You have
two
options. We can do family style and then you get something everyone likes, or you do you, but you do you.
Yeah, you might have to choose your second choice if your first choice is something no one wants.
Correct.
That's how family style works.
Yeah. I order a delicious like sesame chicken and you order evil jungle noodle. Don't come over here to my sesame chicken.
What's in the evil jungle noodle?
It wasn't good. The best part is I made fun of her, and she was like, no, and she hated it. It turned out it was crap. It was actually called evil jungle noodle, and I was like, what?
Why would you even order that?
Well, because she's always ordering something.
Evil jungle noodle?
Evil jungle noodle. And I was like, that's your fault for ordering, and now, she wanted to eat mine. She's like, well, you ordered, just basic, lame
delicious
Chinese
food.
Yeah, it's delicious food. Yeah, when I order Mongolian beef, don't come at me with your tofu fish.
Oh, weird. Is Mongolian beef a staple everywhere because it's yummy?
Yeah. There's a reason why Kung Pao chicken is on the menu, because it's delightful.
That's what's go-to. Not on every menu? The evil jungle
evil
noodle.
Evil jungle noodle. Exactly. Thank you very much. All right. Man fights off animal, although I give him no credit. And why do you have a $6 million toilet? Club 1080, coming up next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, where do we go here? All right, I want to talk about this because the idea of being attacked by a wild animal is pretty scary, right? Like, no, like you hear that story, like you get attacked by a bear, you get attacked by a cougar. I mean, that's kind of a frightening thing. And if you fought one off, kind of badass. Like, if you told me, Buck, that you were out training for your sprint tri Clyde race.
Yeah.
And, like, a wolf came up and attacked you, and you fought that thing off barehanded.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Sure.
Yeah. That's a 300 origin story, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Doesn't the boy go and fight off the wolf, and then he comes back with its pelt?
I think that's right.
And then becomes king of...
They, like, send him off because he's either not strong enough or whatever, and he comes back. Like
a... it's his test, right? Yeah. He has to stay in the wild for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw this story, and it's a North Carolina man. Where is the bottom line of what is an acceptable animal that is cool to fight off? Because I think this may be the Mendoza line of animals.
It might be the line.
Right? So if you fight off a cougar, it's badass. Yeah, if you fight off a Rottweiler or a pit bull,
and
right?
Honestly, I want to say a cougar's getting close to the line because aren't cougars pretty small?
Oh, no.
A cougar would light you up.
What, there's like a mountain cat that's not that big.
I think that's a bobcat.
And even bobcats are small, but even a bobcat in Arizona, they're fierce.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to. I got my ass kicked once by a feral cat, and I mean it. I got lit up by just a feral, like just a regular, like 15-pound feral cat. Dude, that thing lit my ass up, ripped my whole arm. I learned a lesson that day. Ended up in our garage, and we lived out in Woodburn. And my wife at the time was like, "We need to like take this animal in," and I was like, "I think that's a feral cat." And she was like, "No, that cat's scared. It's in the garage. We need to feed it or whatever." And like an idiot, I went out there. She convinced me to go out and try to bring the cat in.
Nope.
Yeah, bad idea. Dude, that cat went Tasmanian devil and just shredded my entire arm. And I was like, "Yeah, you can go." Because she had trapped it in the garage. Thanks. To like try to bring
go
it
untrap
in.
Go untrap it.
Yeah, that's open the garage door, F that thing, get on out of there. A North Carolina man, and this was like this made the news, and he strangled this animal to death.
Oh, no.
With his bare hands. It was a coyote.
Oh, I was going to say coyote.
That does feel like the line. Like, coyote, depending on situation, depending on if you're surprised, depending on if it's aggressive, rabid, whatever, could be pretty badass. Anything smaller than a coyote.
We live, behind my house is a protected wetlands.
Yeah.
And we have deer in there every morning. The coyotes get stuff, the rabbits. There's all kinds of stuff like behind our house. There's a coyote den very close to our house. They've been very close to me lots of times. They're not very big,
right?
And they're not scary.
What are we talking, like 40 pounds? Like
maybe.
I don't even know that.
Maybe. I would think the adult males are 40 pounds. Some of them look, they're not a big dog.
A coyote?
Like a labradoodle would be a bigger animal than most coyotes.
So my man is in Roxburgh, North Carolina, and this is the headline. Man survives brutal coyote attack by strangling it with his bare hands. He was smoking. He was outside of his home. I guess it was an apartment. He was smoking on a heater. And he said he saw the coyote emerge from the nearby woods. And he tried to distract it by throwing rocks. I'm not sure why you're distracting a coyote by throwing rocks at it.
Wouldn't that get its attention?
Right? It seemed a little odd. So, he just said, he said he was smoking outdoors near his apartment complex when the coyote struck. I felt something watch me, and I just felt like it was hunting me or something. Really? The coyote was hunting you?
So the dude was messing with a coyote and throwing rocks at it, and it defended itself?
Yeah, he said he saw the coyote emerge from the nearby woods, and he threw rocks at it to distract him. But he tripped in the process. You tripped throwing rocks.
Was this guy smoking a doobie? Is that what kind of smoking he was doing?
I don't know. But he's throwing rocks at the coyote because the coyote's hunting him. By the way, this made like national headlines. I saw this on Yahoo.
Because didn't it say it took him like 10 minutes to choke the thing
exactly.
out?
Exactly.
So he it takes a long time to choke something to death.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So he trips, David Carradine style. So he trips throwing the rocks, and he says that's when the animal attacked. He said he jumped on me, and I caught him in the air, and it was biting me. So when I threw him down, I'm trying to slide out of the way, but he just kept coming. After attempting to yell at the coyote to scare it off, the coyote continued to bite him. I had to rip my left hand out of his mouth, and that's when I got my left hand out. I just choked him all the way until the police got there. The police showed up. He said he wanted to make sure the coyote was dead so it would not harm any of his neighbors. I just grabbed him by the throat. I was on top of him and put my knee in his throat, and I ain't let go. I had my hand on his throat and my knee on his throat. And he strangled this thing. And you should see the coyote.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The average coyote weighs between 20 and 35 pounds.
That's my labradoodle.
That's...
Posey is 30 pounds.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it says that this Pullian guy, he said he's already becoming a local legend for surviving the attack.
Dude.
People aren't going to believe it, though they're going to think I'm lying. I wasn't afraid, don't get me wrong, but it's either me or him. What? In what world is it me or him?
Did it get you?
Yeah.
I'm seeing the photo of the... This is the coyote. Me or him?
Yeah, he's little.
Really?
That's a little coyote. That's a 25-pound coyote.
Fire away, big boy.
How big is your labradoodle buck?
30 pounds.
Is it ever been you? Is it ever been anything, Posey or them?
If it really, really, really got mad and attacked
if
you,
she
could you
rabid,
easily toss him around?
I could handle it still.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm not trying to discredit this man's harrowing fight.
You're not?
I just got
Maybe
questions. I got questions.
Oh, yeah.
Local legend.
Big questions.
Me or him.
How small is local? Like, have they never had anything ever happen there, ever?
I mean, it is, what is it? It's somewhere in rural North Carolina. Yeah, Roxboro, North Carolina.
It's possible.
And they're describing, again, I don't like brutal coyote.
Local
hero. No, I know, it's absurd.
He got his hand bit. And by the way, he was throwing rocks at the coyote.
And then fell
and
towards
then fell
it.
And fell down towards it.
I'm hurt. I don't like this. I don't like this one iota.
I kind of think that this guy murdered a coyote.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
I don't think the coyote did anything. Do we really know
that? He's such an effing loser.
I feel like this guy may have attacked the coyote.
You know how in like Scary Movie, they do those movies that are bloopers, or not bloopers, but spoofs of Scary Movie?
Yeah.
Wouldn't this be the origin story of a spoof of 300, where yes. the kid goes out with a spear and kills this giant wolf?
Yeah, instead
this would be the equivalent, this drunken, like,
it's
whatever.
It's an ultimate F around and find out situation where it's just some idiot drunkenly throwing rocks at an animal that could hurt him.
Yeah. And then he becomes, like, king of the trailer park, and he wears this coyote hat everywhere.
Right. I just, the fact that he said, I was afraid, don't get me wrong, but it's either me or him.
Me or him.
So that coyote is knee high, right? Roughly?
Maybe.
Yeah, that thing's tiny.
That's ridiculous.
I mean,
like, truly ridiculous.
Yeah, it says, and of course, now the North Carolina Wildlife Commission has had to chime in saying that it advises people to maintain wariness over coyotes. Do not go near them. And try throwing a small object, such as a tennis ball, or making a loud noise, or spraying it with a hose, and let it know it is unwelcome near your home. If your solution to dealing with an animal is throwing a tennis ball or spraying it with a hose, that is not a life or death situation. No one has ever come across a grizzly bear and said, you know what I did? I sprayed it with a hose and threw a tennis ball and let it know it was unwelcome.
Yeah, we're not talking about a threat anymore. We're talking about an inconvenience.
Well, that's a play toy. A tennis ball's a play toy to a dog. So you've got this wild, rabid coyote. You know what a solution is to calm this coyote down? Throw him a squeaky toy. Mm. Yeah. I'm not buying that he's a hero.
Someone say, no way this is true. Coyotes don't jump on humans. Sometimes I just read a story and my first thought is, this doesn't smell right.
No, it's not good.
And I saw this today, headlines on national, it was a national headline, and I was like, are you serious? Man in life or death struggle with coyote. And then I read it and I'm like, I don't like it.
I've read somewhere, I know because it came up because there are coyotes in our neighborhood and my wife was a little worried about it. And I looked up and at one point, I don't know if it was just this state or if it was, you know, like west of the Rockies or whatever, a one-on-one coyote has never killed a human in documented United States history.
Yeah. Well, it can't.
One-on-one. They've gotten kids.
Which is why it wasn't you or him.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know if this is the line. I think this is below.
It might be below the line.
It might be the line. So now
this
we
might
need
be
to
190
establish,
against the Mendoza line.
What is the Mendoza line of an animal that you are proud that you fought to the death? Because I think this is the equivalent of killing a chicken.
Does it become a cougar?
I don't
know. They're really
big.
That
sounds like would be impressive.
Impressive, but that can't be the line. Because honestly, if you ask me,
what's between those two then?
This is what we got to find out.
Cougars can weigh between 64 and 264 pounds.
So we got to find what's below the cougar but above the coyote.
Yeah, because if you ask me which one I had to fight to the death, bare hand, coyote or male rooster, I'm strangling that coyote no problem. Those male roosters are terrifying.
What about a buck? Like a deer.
Oh, that thing would kick your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
It would light you up.
Okay, so just a doe, would that be impressive if it attacked you? I'm trying to establish a line here. We've asked for a line. It wouldn't be an elk. Those are gigantic.
Send us in. We need to establish the line where if you kill one with your bare hands and you go on the local news, you become local legend, and we're like, dude, that guy is a badass, because a coyote ain't it.
It's a gorilla. We've been talking about this for weeks.
Scariest thing imaginable. We wrap it up. Club 1080 here on The Fan. I mean, we're up against it, but
do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more.
Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The best thing that I think we're coming up with is like maybe a bobcat. Because a bobcat, they're not very big, but as someone who's had their ass kicked by a cat, if you've ever encountered just a feral, pissed off cat, dude, I'm telling you, you can snap that thing's neck, but you are walking away from that thing bloody. And you get like a 30 or 40 pound bobcat, you're
gonna need stitches.
You are gonna be messed up. You can probably kill it if you get your hands around it, but if it gets you in the neck, it's your ass. And you can fight one off. You could probably kill it, but you are walking away with an S ton of stitches. And I would, if someone fought off a bobcat and killed it with their bare hands, I would give them a ton of credit. And I think the bobcat is scarier than like a pit bull or a Rottweiler, which would also be, if you kill a pit bull with your bare hands because it's attacking you.
They're thick, man.
That's badass. Like, that's like, holy God, like, you're lucky. Because they do kill people. Like, you see stories all the time about pit bulls and dogs ripping people
yes.
apart.
Yes.
So I think that's where we're going. I think the Mendoza line is probably large dog or bobcat. And I'm not certain, like, if you had to face one down, I don't know which one you go with.
It's becoming clear it's less about the mass and more about the ferocity.
Yes.
By the way, I looked it up just to make sure. There is zero documented cases of an adult human being killed by a coyote in the history of the state of Oregon.
Yeah, it doesn't...
It's not a thing.
Yeah, that guy in North Carolina is full of S. Me or him. I honestly don't know. If you asked me, I had to fight one between like a big-ass pit bull... Or a bobcat?
I'd choose a pit bull because of the, a bobcat because
force?
Of the bite force of a pit bull. If a pit bull gets you, you're in big trouble.
You might have an easier time breaking the neck of a bobcat.
A bobcat could bite you and you wouldn't die.
No.
If a pit bull gets you, he's going to tear that limb.
Well, you see like the police dogs when they grab you and start thrashing.
Oh, yeah.
Then maybe the line is really the dog. Maybe the large dog is the ultimate Mendoza line of, it's the most badass thing that you could kill with your bare hands.
They're
that you actually have a chance to kill. Because I'm assuming if you got like your arms around its neck, you could maybe choke one out or like a thumb in the eye or
what about
something?
An ostrich?
Oh, dude, that thing would eat. Oh, really? I don't think you could kill one.
There's a dude who won a Darwin Award because he thought he would get into an ostrich pen at night and dance with an ostrich in it, and they like trampled him.
Yeah, I don't think
to death.
Yeah, like because they all like got scared and like defended themselves. And
I'm
all
just trying to think if maybe we're missing a bird or something right
I don't
at the
know
end
if you
here,
could
right at the
an
buzzer.
Tell you what, that ostrich is scary. Yes, look at the castaway.
I think
sometime.
The ostrich is my version of Buck's cougar, where I just I'm not quite sure I fully grasp.
All right, that'll do it for us. Tomorrow we'll all be back for one more SOB Souk Buck Nemec edition, and we will join you tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 3 to 7. Have a recap of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL and Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. I think Hot Corner coming up next, if I'm not mistaken. Yes? No? Do I see him?
Correct.
There's the Hot Corner Boys. I'm listening to Primetime here on The Fan.
I've choked a coup.
It happens.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.